Bingham County encompasses more than 260,000 people, which means the Ingham County Road Commission services those folks. They have a budget that is millions and millions of dollars every year. And so this drama and stress and strain has had to be time-consuming, and you have to imagine it's taken away from their performance and their efforts to do their best jobs of keeping our roads in good shape. We've been working Rich Hurl like a dog lately. It seems like he's had all these meetings to attend. Last night there was a special Ingham County Road Commission meeting, and you were there.
Yeah, we were. We were the only media outlet there to cover the special meeting that happened last night. You know, at first it started out, for the most part, it was almost like a replay of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners meeting a week ago where you know, a number of people came out in support of the managers, the road commission managers, and against the road commission. Not as many speakers last night. The crowd was pretty good. I would say there were about 30 people there, not including the members of the road commission. Only a few people really spoke out in support of Jim Benjamin. But by the end of the night, a resolution was approved by the Road Commission giving Jim Benjamin, he's the director of operations who the commission voted to demote a couple weeks ago in the wake of this independent study that came out that indicates this culture of mistrust within the agency. They approved a resolution that gives Benjamin some alternatives in regards to his employment. And some of those alternatives include a severance package if he were to opt to leave the agency, and also just an opportunity for another position within the agency as well. So right now, the ball is in Jim Benjamin's courts, and he's got some options out there.
Well, any indication what he might do?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, I even attempted to do an interview with Jim Benjamin during a portion of the meeting where the Road Commission was in closed session in regards to some legal matters involving the commission attorney. And he did not really go into a lot of detail. I had a pretty hard time getting some stuff out of him. But, you know, he's in that situation now, kind of a delicate situation for him where he's really concerned about saying anything public. As you know, as you had Vince Dragonetti on the show yesterday, and he said that Benjamin filed an internal complaint with the commission, and he made it public during a subcommittee meeting earlier this week. Other than that, he's not really saying a lot publicly, and it's kind of an awkward situation for him right now.
I called Mr. Benjamin yesterday, and we've made many calls to Bill Conklin, who is the head of the Ingham County Road Commission, and both tell me the same thing, that now's not the appropriate time to talk, mm-hmm. but they also fear for their jobs. And mm-hmm. even though there seems to be some alternatives for Mr. Benjamin, Mr. Conklin's contract is up in December. And so I know that there's some hesitation on both their parts to talk to the media.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, they are getting a lot of support, though, from whoever you talk to, employees, township supervisors, you know, residents who work in other fields who have some sort of business connections, if you will, with the managers. So the community support is out there for both of them.
Do you get a sense that the meeting last night was hostile?
Not quite as much as the Ingham County Board of Commissioners meeting a week ago. There was a little bit of hostility, however, at one point, actually in the lobby during that closed session that I was just telling you about. During the first public commenting session, before they went into the closed session, the PR coordinator for the Road Commission, Rahman Sharif, an African-American, came out in support of the commission and of this independent study that came out. He said he felt it was done thoroughly. He said that this petition that was signed by some of the employees that indicated that the report that came out was confusing, he said that a majority of the workers did not sign that petition. And, you know, he felt the report was done right. County Commissioner Vince Dragonetti, he was at the meeting last night, and he and Sharif had a little discussion in the lobby there during that closed session, and Dragonetti said, well, wait a minute, the report indicated no racial bias. Now, Sharif, during the public commenting period, had said that he felt that he had been mistreated by some of the managers, and Dragonetti said, the report said no racial bias, so that's that contradicts what the report said. So kind of there was a little bit of an interesting conflict between those
two. And there have been some comments from some people saying that they feel that they have been pressured from board chair Shirley Rogers to say certain things, and if they didn't, their jobs could be in jeopardy.
Yeah, that
I don't know if that's true, but it's out there.
That's what I'm seeing and hearing myself. Like I said, I've seen and heard a lot of support for Jim Benjamin and Bill Conklin. I have not seen a whole lot of support for Shirley Rogers. In fact, the only support that I've seen publicly has been Rahman Sharif last night and County Commissioner Deb DeLeon. Other than that, everyone else has taken the other side.
What's interesting in this, with all the pressure perhaps leaning on one side, Shirley Rogers continues with her mission, and she's supported by Deb DeLeon. They think there should be changes. They think the leadership that is currently there needs to go. And from what I understand, there are even a lot of Democrats who, when it's time for Shirley Rogers' tenure to be renewed, that won't occur.
Yeah, and as far as the reappointments and appointments go of members of the commission, those won't happen for another 15 months. It's at the end of next year. And so unless the road commission itself does anything or they cross the line so much to the point that they lose their positions before the reappointments, right now looks like they're good to go.
So where we are is Mr. Benjamin has to make a choice. Either he leaves with some compensation or he stays and he's demoted and there's a couple other jobs he could take. We know that Mr. Conklin, who is the director currently of the Ingham County Road Commission, that his contract is up at the end of December and it looks like he may not be back. And there probably will be some changes in the philosophy and the way that things are done there, regardless of what the majority thinks. Shirley Rogers thinks it needs to be done this way, and that's appears what's going to happen.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of the focus is now, is what's going to happen to these managers. You're exactly right. It's up to Jim Benjamin to decide what he wants to do. And again, Bill Conklin's contract is up at the end of the year, so he's going to be in the spotlight a little bit more, I think, as time goes along.
Rich, as someone who was sitting there, could you feel the pressure? Could you feel the tension? Could you see on the faces of the Ingham County Road Commission members? Could you see any see them being somewhat uncomfortable?
You know, I could. It wasn't. You didn't see many smiles on their faces. You could just see it in their eyes, pretty much. It's really hard to explain. You know, it's like they say a picture is worth a thousand words. That's pretty much what they saw. You know, they've been under fire in the public. They know it, and it shows. If you go to any of the road commission meetings while this drama is going on, you'll be able to see for yourself. Very uncomfortable situation there.
Rich Hurl is the WILS news director. You can listen to his newscast throughout the day, and he'll have updates on this story. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.